Good morning and welcome again to Deliverance Temple. We are excited for you to be here with us today, and we are just going to dive straight in. I feel like I have a word from the Lord, and come on, like they say, and take a ride with me. Today we're going to talk about don't lose focus. Say that with me. Don't lose focus. Be encouraged. And the kind of morning we've had today, we know that we need to not lose focus. I'm reminded as I was having Alana and as I had what we as mothers call a birthing plan, and I had all the things I wanted to do and the way I wanted it to go, and how many know it didn't quite go that way. I had prepared myself so that after every contraction or after the pain was felt, I was going to say an affirmation or I was going to give a scripture. And I was going to do that in my head so that I could keep my peace. And so after I was doing that, I was able to do that for a while, and I was able to keep the pain under control, and I was able to keep the peace under control. But how many know there's a certain level and there's a certain barrier that we get to during the birthing process that those things had to all go out the window? And I had to understand and focus on pushing. Although I know I was a woman of God and I was made in the image and the likeness of God and all those things that I could quote, I had to come to the realization it's time to push. And I had to focus on pushing. So as I was doing that, I had to make a shift. Let's say make a shift. I had to shift, and I had to know that those symptoms and those things that were coming to me, I had made the distraction and I had made the peace, but now it was time to focus and to push. I had that system, and I used my faith, I used my opportunity, I used my commitment, I used my understanding, and I used the shifting process. So we know those letters, they spell focus. So let me tell you again, I had to use my faith, I had to grab the opportunity, I had to commit to pushing, I had to understand the task, and then lastly, I had to make that shift in order to birth the child, amen? Amen, you see in that order, in those things, I had to concentrate on one thing, but in order to concentrate on that one thing, I had to let some distractions and I had to ignore some things. You see, distractions come in all forms, shapes, and sizes, and distractions are not all sin. Distractions can be ourselves. Distractions can be money. Distractions can be our hobbies. Distractions can be our relationships. All those things that distract us from being in the likeness of God and from living our vision every single day. Let's talk about focus. And let me tell you, before you have to not lose focus, you have to know what focus is. Focus is the act of concentrating interest or activity onto something. The synonyms for focus are emphasize, accent, priority, attention, and concentration. We are naturally pulled in every direction, but losing focus harms our abilities. You say, Devin, why are you losing focus? Or what have you lost focus on? Or how is that all coming about? Well, I have many things that caused me to lose focus, but I have two things I'll share with you today. One is the popular thing called TikTok. TikTok is an app, for those of you who don't know, and there's many things on there, but I use it to watch recipes and DIY. Let me tell you, once you get in this app, it just keeps going and going and going, and you have watched many things, but the problem is, by the time you've realized that, an hour or two has gone by, and that was an hour or two I could have been reading, an hour or two I could have been living my vision, an hour or two got by me. So that is when I need to shift my focus. The second thing is Catfish, and so those of you who don't know what that is, it's a TV show that I really enjoy, but that it astonishes me how the people on there, what happens is two people are dating that haven't seen each other, haven't met each other, and don't really know a lot about each other, but they talk through texts, they send money to each other. It's just a wild thing you'd have to look into. But on that, and even in that Catfish, they have lost the focus. When they first came, the focus was a relationship. And they lost that focus. They lost that trust. They lost that opportunity. So if we go through the things of faith, your faith, they didn't grab the opportunity. Neither did they commit. And lastly, they never shifted. So their faith was lost. The opportunity to meet the person was lost. The opportunity to commit to that one person was lost. They didn't understand the task at hand, and neither did they shift. So those two things are things in my life that causes me to lose focus or the ability to focus. We're going to go to Mark 13 and 37. It says, "What I say to you, I say to everyone. Watch, be active, be alert, and be cautious." What does that simply mean to me? What I say to you, I say to everyone. Focus. Find your faith. Find your opportunity. Make your commitment. Find your understanding. And what lastly, we have to always shift. See, it's important to know that in the Word of God, as we read people and their journeys, it's important to know where they start. Today we're going to start with Martha. Oftentimes we know Martha's journey, but we find her journey at Lazarus' tomb, her brother. But that's not where her journey starts in the Bible. It actually starts at the dinner between her, Jesus, and Mary. You see, Martha at this dinner, she had got a little what we call hangry. Hangry in the millennium's definition is hungry and angry. Let's read in Luke 10:40 how this dinner came about. "But Martha was distracted by all the preparation that had been made. She came to him and asked, 'Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help.' 'Martha, Martha,' the Lord answered, 'you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Martha has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her.'" See, Martha had got hangry. She was distracted by the preparation. They often talk about how Jesus was there, but I believe that the disciples were there also. So let's say she had a party of 12 plus that she had to get ready for. She's trying to get ready for the party in my version of the story. And she came to him and she said, "Don't you care that I'm out here working by myself when Mary is at your feet? Can't you tell her just to help me?" So she demanded that. "Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but only one." She wanted him, he wanted her to be at the feet, to understand that a teaching was going on and that she was missing out on it. She was upset that what she was doing, which was good, she was being of service, but her timing was wrong. The timing of her preparation was wrong. I was often say some the things that you are doing that are distracting you and making you lose your focus may not necessarily be sin, but is the timing. She was preparing, and the way and the extent that she was preparing was not what God wanted at the time for him and his disciples. He wanted to have the meal, but he wasn't necessarily concerned with all the preparation she was doing. See, that couldn't have been me, because I would have been like, "No, you're not going to do this. Sit here and watch me prepare and not help." But that is why she was serving a God that was just gracious. He was telling her, don't do all that. It's not time for all that. Simple dinner is fine. And that Mary's decision was the better choice. You see, Mary, her faith was struggling. She lost her opportunity. She was set before the teacher, but she did not commit. The dinner, she wasn't understanding the importance of it, the understanding of it, and she never made that shift to listen to his teaching. Don't lose focus. We know that losing focus is so, so easy to do. Don't lose focus. In losing our focus, it'll cause you to speed up or to slow down. We notice that sometimes while we're driving. Sometimes when we're driving or we can't see things or the things are not straight, we slow down. But that's not what God wants us to do. When we focus, we need to focus. Not being able to slow down and not speed up, but go at the right rate. If we don't pay attention to what God says and the timing he says it, we miss out on the greater good, the greater picture, the bigger thing that he's trying to do in your life because we don't focus. Who and whose you are will be the devil's attack when you are trying to focus. When I'm trying to focus, catfish comes on. When I'm trying to focus, it's TikTok. When I'm trying to focus, the devil does something to my family. Those things that he knows that are important to me or that are a value of me, those are the things that he will try to attack. Not only that, but he attacks us because of whose we are. We know that we are mighty and we are kings and priests. He knows those things. That is why we have the greater attack. Don't lose focus, but be encouraged. We know that losing focus is so, so easy to do, but God created us to live our full potential. God doesn't want us to live as is. Have you ever went to the store or to the furniture store or even to buy an outfit and you see something that says as is? You know that thing that as is, it has a defect. It may have a spot on it. It's not the perfection that it was that came from the manufacturer. Something has made it a little bit off, but they are willing to sell it at a deeper discount. God doesn't want you to stay as is. That is not how he created you. Now, what he wants you to do is come as you are. He wants you to bring all that to him so that he can work with you and so that he can shift you, so that he can encourage your faith, so he can make opportunities, so he can help you commit, so he can broaden your understanding. All things that God wants you to do so that you're not stuck in the as-is place. This can go for a promotion. This can go for friendships. Some of us are stuck. We've been doing the same thing for 22 years. That's the thing we know to do. They're not going to give me that promotion because of who I am. They're not going to give me that promotion because of my education. They're not going to give me my promotion because I don't have a car. They're not going to give me my promotion because I was late twice. You don't know that. And you don't know the God that I serve that is able to do exceeding and abundantly so that we don't have to stay in an as-is situation. You have to find your faith in that situation. You have to seek out where is the opportunity and where can I serve. You have to make that commitment, whether it be to your job or wherever, and you have to start to understand that I can do this. And then lastly, you have to make that shift. Nobody's going to make it for you. You have to shift so that you don't lose your focus. Amen. Being encouraged, Colossians 3, 1 through 4. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth. You say, Devin, how can I not lose focus? By looking to him, by setting up things with him, by reading our word, by setting our affections on things above and not on things here, not on COVID, not on the diseases, not on the hospitals, not on the school systems, not on the jobs, but setting our affection on Christ. Amen. Verse 3. For ye are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. Verse 4. Hebrews 12 and 2. This will be in the King James Version. It says, looking under Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right throne of God. We talked about Martha and how she was hangry and how she was upset. Let's talk about Peter for just a second. Peter, we often talk and know he was walking to God, but he had a lot of questions that he had to ask, and there were some things that he wanted to know before he went all the way out. See, focus harms your ability to see. It harms your ability to prepare. It harms your ability to listen. It harms your ability to decide. And it harms your ability to be led, as we're about to see in the story of Peter. Peter's experience, he said, Lord, if it's you, order me to come. Now, first, that's where he would have lost me. Because I have to prove to you my identity before you come to me. That's why we serve God and not me. God simply, he didn't act like me and ask all these questions. God simply told him, come. If that's what it's going to take, if you have to know my identity, then Peter, then come. He said, after he had got out just a little ways, he felt a wind, just a high wind. And then in my story, he felt a little splash on his sandals, and up, that was it. He was about to throw in the towel. He lost his focus that God was even God, because he had to ask his identity. His opportunity to be with God was almost wrecked. His commitment to come to God, it was staggering because he had a little splash of water on him. His understanding was blurred. And number five, he had not made a shift. Instead, after the little winds tossed him and the water was in his sandals, he said, Lord, save me. And what did God do? Even though he had lost his focus, his understanding, his commitment, his faith, God reached his hand out again. Now, again, that comes to me. I have to think about what I've done in that situation. I have to identify myself. I have to wait on you. I have to be your hype and encourage you after conforming my identity. And lastly, I have to grab you after all that. But you know what? We serve a living God who was more than willing to do that for Peter. Although Peter lost his focus, he wasn't prepared, he wasn't listening, he hadn't decided all the way, he wasn't being led, and he definitely couldn't see what was about to happen, God said, come. And not only did he say, come, but he grabbed him. Even though he lost his focus, that was the thing that God was committed to do for his life. And he's committed to do the same thing for you. You know, one thing, I like a lot of things about the church I attend, but the one thing that sticks out to me is the ministry here, they may tell you things, but they're going to give you a way to escape. They're going to help you with that. They're not just going to toss it out there, but they're going to draw you in and help you in and let you gain the understanding. So I don't want to fail today by not doing that. So although I'm telling you not to lose your focus, and I've explained to you about Martha and Peter and some things in my life that caused me to lose my focus, I want to tell you today, be encouraged. I want to say, be encouraged. And I'm going to say it one more time, be encouraged. God has not forgot about you. Think of the positive things in your life. Think of the things that God is going to do for you that he's told you he was going to do time and time again. Think of those seeds that you've planted that you know, that you know, that you know God told you to plant. They're coming forth. Say it with me. They are coming forth. Be encouraged. Set your focus. You know, that reminds me of going to the eye doctor, and a lot of times I'm able to make the eye doctor tickled or laugh or joke around with me because they sit you in the machine and they tell you to look across the room, basically, at these letters. And a lot of times, for me, the letters are pretty blurry. But then they bring over a machine that has the lenses in there, and they're clicking. And as they're clicking, they say one or two, or A or B. Does A look clear or does B look clear? Is one clear in your right eye or is two clear? And a lot of times I say, you know what, you playing games, because they both look the same to me. Neither one of them look crisp or clear than the other one. But then they send you out and they say, okay, you know, we understand that didn't work. But what we're going to do is we're going to dilate your eyes. And I never understood the process until I asked. But the dilation is not for you to look out, but it's for them to look in and see the health of your pupil and all the things that are in there. And that is the same way God does us. God is clicking one or two, which looks better, Devin, which is crisper. Follow me, that'll be the crisper way. Follow me, that'll be the right way. Follow me, he's clicking. All we have to do is yield to him. During the dilation process, they send you out and they let your pupil dilate and they call you back in and they're looking into the health of your eye. And so today, ask God to dilate your life. Ask him to look in and find anything that is not like him. And God, give me the faith to give it out. Give me the opportunity to remove it. Help me with my commitment to you. Give me the understanding. And lastly, God, help me make that shift so I can be made in the image and the likeness of you, God. Ask God to do that for you. And I guarantee if you ask him, he will do it. There's another example I want to give you about drifting. And sometimes we haven't lost the focus, but we drift just a little bit. We may drift in our relationship. We may drift in our job and not give 100%. We may drift a little bit when we hang out, or we may drift a little bit in our testimony. It reminds me of a car, and when you're driving a car, usually only the driver can tell if the car's drifting. You may be driving and you say, hey, this is pulling a little to the right, or this is pulling a little to the left. We call that the alignment. God, I want you to align me up to your word. God, align me to your promises. I don't want to drift to the left. I don't want to drift to the right. I want you to align me. And the only way that you can get that car aligned is to go and let them put it on a machine and get it balanced. So that's some things I'm encouraging you to do this morning. Ask God, balance my life, God. God, show me who I am in you. God, show me what I need to do to focus. God, not only that, but align me up with you and your word. And God, after you do all that, help me to shift. Help me to align right so that I can get into your word and understand you and your promises and be encouraged. See, losing focus harms your abilities, but once you have focus, you can see better, you can prepare better, you can listen better, you can make decisions and have better wisdom. You can be led by the Spirit and by the ministry if your focus is clear. Now, every day our focus is not clear. That's why I say all the time that we give you a way and we're helping you to understand that. How are we doing that? We're doing that by telling you to live your vision every single day. You say, Devin, what is my vision? It can be different every day. I may have the vision, hey, today I want to serve those above me. Today I want to live my life as Christ lived him. Today I want to love just a little bit more. Living your vision every day can be different every single day. How can you do that? You can do that with the four C's. We won't go into all them this morning. But we can do that with communicating and confessing and committing and connecting. Those are the things that can help us keep focus. So Devin, why did you come here this morning? Not because it was a Sunday morning, but because I've had a difficult morning. I've had a difficult week. I've had a difficult month. Some of the year has been difficult, and even maybe this moment is difficult. But I know whose I am and who I serve, and I know that he is able to bring me out. And I know that if I confess those positive things and those positive affirmations, and I'll not allow things to distract me, that I can align with the things of God. So what am I telling you this morning? I'm just here to encourage you to be focused. I'm encouraging you to align with the things of God, whether that be your pew mates or your neighbors, or maybe you just have to find that secret place where it's just you and God. And those are the things that will help you to focus. But we can't be too busy like Martha preparing and serving. It wasn't the time for that when she could have sat at the feet of Jesus. We can't be like Peter, who was walking and he got a little tossed and some storms came his way and he felt a little way. He was in his feelings a little bit and he had to call out. So God, help me to focus. Help me to understand. Help me to be led. God is just waiting for you. He was just waiting on Peter to call out to him and he grabbed him on up. Sometimes you have to say, God, grab me. God, rescue me. God, shift me. God, change me. God, save me so that we can be encouraged. We're living in a world where everything's coming. It's the TV and the music. Everything's coming. And so we have to stand still sometimes. Although we're rocked, although we feel the water getting in our sandals, we have to say, I'm going to prepare for the kingdom. Where are you going? I'm going to prepare for the kingdom. How am I doing that? I'm preparing by being focused. I'm preparing by coming to church. I'm preparing by reading my word. I'm preparing by encouraging my neighbor. I'm preparing by serving. Be encouraged today. Don't lose focus. Don't throw in the towel. I promise you that the God I serve will bring you through. I promise you that the God I serve is a healer and a deliverer, and he's not going to leave you in an as-is state, but he's going to wash you whiter than snow. All you have to do is ask him this morning. Will you pray with me? Dear God, help us to focus. God, help us to understand who you are, and in that, understand whose we are. God, we love you. God, we pray for those who are not here in the building with us today. God, I ask you to heal our pew mates. We ask you to deliver them. We ask you to save those who may not be saved. We ask you to help them to make that commitment today. And as we talk today, Father, about focus, God, we want you to focus and help us with our faith. God, help us know that anything is possible through you. The things that we want, we may not have to go through step one, step two, and step three, Father, but we know if we have the faith in you, you can bring us around. God, give us those opportunities, those grants, those money coming to us now, Father, those student loans, those opportunities, the schooling, the education, the cars. God, whatever it is that we need, those things we need to drop out in our lives, God, help us to have those opportunities. God, we ask you to help us to commit to you, to commit to the relationship with you. God, that you would bring us to the understanding of who you are in Christ Jesus. And then lastly, Father, it's a big one, Jesus, but we need you to help us shift. We need you to help us in our shift, in our walk with you, in our dedication to you and serving you, Father. We ask all these things in your blessed name we pray. Amen.